here's a story from The World.
It is hard to believe, but 2 years ago this week, the Chinese city of Wuhan went into lockdown for 2 months. The government in that city, where the outbreak is believed to have originated, has reported fewer than 4,000 deaths from COVID. Yes, it is a relatively small number for a city of 11 million, but for the families that lost loved ones in the early days of the pandemic, the pain continues. One source of grief, Beijing's early attempts to cover up the severity of the virus. Today, one man published an open letter to Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Twitter. Zhang Hai had tried to sue the Wuhan government after his father died of COVID in a Wuhan hospital. Since then, Zhang says he has been threatened and put under surveillance in an attempt to keep him quiet. Meanwhile, elsewhere in China, joy. A woman in the northern Chinese city of Xi'an said, "I can't believe it's really true." Residents of the city of 13 million were finally allowed outside yesterday after daily COVID cases reached zero. Some people have been stuck under lockdown for more than a month. Many complained about the lack of food. But on Chinese social media, videos are now trending of people letting off a little steam in Xi'an. In this one, a security guard yells, "It's okay to come out now. Come out and spend your money."